I told the ear doctor I heard purple instead of circle. But you have no hearing loss, he replied. Perhaps you aren't really listening carefully. His reply haunted me. What if he's right? It's not that I'm not listening. It's that I listen while doing other things. At 50, can't my brain continue to do more than one thing at a time? In The Guinea Pig Diaries, author Jacobs argues that my juggling routine is not multitasking. Rather, it's switch tasking, meaning toggling between one task and another. I'm not doing things simultaneously. Not surprisingly, Jacobs cited studies concluding that switch taskers pay less attention overall than those who do one thing at a time. The troubling finding, however, was that switching impairs learning abilities and uses less total brain power. Researchers found that as we age, the speed of the switching and the time it takes to refocus slows. So if I'm cooking dinner while listening to my son, I may take more time to refocus on his words after I've measured an ingredient. They've also discovered that switch tasking reduces memory and lessens the ability to retain information. So our daily activity overload might be promoting the memory loss my friends and I keep joking about. While I've been fretting about self-initiating switch tasking effects, technology creates many of the involuntary interruptions that seem to demand our immediate response. Our phone, email, voicemail, and text messages noisily announce themselves. If these distractions are impossible to ignore, and if researchers are right, then as we age, we are losing our productivity since we're slower to refocus on the task at hand. Some argue that technology is creating a culture of eroding attention that is rewiring our brains. If our ability to focus and retain information is diminishing, then it may be harder for us collectively to solve problems in the future. If unitasking, or at least muting my phone and computer, is what it takes to hear properly, remember things, and solve problems, then maybe I'll try unitasking. That is, after I answer my phone, read my email, and respond to my text messages. With a perspective, I'm Janet Schneider.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.